FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Hey, let me get to my friend Nick Schroer, who's joining us right now. State Representative at Nick B. Schroer on Twitter. Hey, Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You might have a career in acting. I love it.
Thank you. Shayton's own lawyers.
I love that.
Hey, you didn't, I wondered, you know, I was listening closely as the legislators tried to play actors yesterday as they were reading this transcript dramatically. I didn't pick up on your voice in there, Nick.
No, unfortunately, you know, I didn't make the cut. I have career in acting, I guess, in college after my football career was ended, but no, I didn't think they looked at my resume and I didn't make the cut.
You needed just a little more thespian training. That's it. You just didn't get enough. So, you know, I listened to this yesterday, and I have questions this morning about it, and we were talking about it off the air, Denise and Katie and I. I realized that apparently in order to get this testimony officially on the record in the House, it needed to be read out loud. But there's 700 pages of it, yeah, and it's going to take them all week to do this, mm-hmm, right?
Well, all joking aside, yeah, we have to establish the record, even though what occurred during the investigative portion during the regular session can't necessarily be on the record without them establishing the record here in the special session. Some say that you can do that many different ways by taking all of the documents that have been included in the previous record, put them in here. However, I think the reason that they're reading certain portions of it into the record now is because Greitens' attorneys aren't able to cross-examine. So they're taking portions, rather than allowing Greitens' attorneys to come in, cross-examine, they're taking the transcripts of depositions and other times where they've had the opportunity to talk to KS, the alleged victim, and put that into the record.
Yeah, well, I mean,
this isn't fair.
I can see the Obama, I can see, that's Obama there. I can see the Greitens people making that argument that this is hardly fair, that you're broadcasting this on a live feed out of the House. Local TV stations and media outlets across the state are streaming it. These are salacious, contested details, and it just makes the whole thing seem worse because his attorneys don't have an opportunity to cross-examine or even question any of what's being said.
Yeah, and as I said before, this possibly, when the record came out with the testimony, I've heard some arguments that could have tainted the jury pool, and I've seen on KSDK with Casey Nolan, now the victim has come out and stated her side of the story. We're still waiting to hear from the governor, and I'm hoping once these 30 days have elapsed from when these other charges can be brought back now by the Kansas City attorney instead of Kim Gardner, since she's been appointed the special prosecutor. Once these 30 days have gone by, I'm hoping the governor will come out and give his side of the story without fearing that they'll use that against him in the felony charge.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Nick. Let's go to cut number 35. This is a cut from KSDK's exclusive interview last night with the ex-mistress. Listen.
Are you worried about being called in an impeachment process?
Really haven't even let my mind go there as far as how difficult that would be. This is really, really awful. And I didn't even come out. I didn't even choose this.
No, she didn't. She's been, in my opinion, victimized by a number of people here, including her ex-husband, who all have an axe to grind with Eric Greitens. I guess there's no reason for them to call her down there. They've got her sworn testimony from not only their own committee, but the court documents.
Yeah, I don't see them calling her back in. She's been brought under oath in court several times. She's been brought before this committee. The governor's staff isn't going to have the chance to cross-examine. I know there's a couple of new members on there who may have some questions that they want answered. Maybe they can, if need be, bring her in for that. But I don't see them bringing her back in. And these are serious allegations, especially on the sexual part. Whether it is grounds for impeachment, whether it's grounds that we can impeach on, should impeach on, we don't know. That's going to be up to the floor when it gets brought up there. But I don't see them bringing her back in. I think they're now changing the different direction with Scott Flan supposed to be there today. We don't know if he's going to be lawyered up, but we need answers on where that money came from, why the money, $50,000, $100,000, $120,000, why it came from an unnamed source. And then I've heard that on Thursday, Al Watkins is going to be brought in.
Wow. See, that's breaking news. Well, that's good to know. And Nick, I sure hope somebody thinks to ask that question today. Listen, I'm out of time. That's State Representative Nick Schroer at Nick B. Schroer on Twitter. NickForRep.com is the website, District 107.